because based on what he has said, it is clear that even if he does not punish, it's not because he lacks Christ within him, but it reflects his patience, as shown by he who was crucified and yet did not seek revenge. He then reiterates this point in a different way, using the disciples to reinforce his argument. "Why even mention myself?" he asks. "The teacher, who is burdened with so much responsibility and has been entrusted with the entire world and has performed numerous miracles. If you evaluate your orders as disciples, you will realize that Christ is also present in you. And if Christ can be in you," he reasons, "surely he is also present within one tasked as your teacher. Because if you possess faith, then Christ is within you. At that time, those who believed could perform miracles." Hence he added, "Test yourselves to prove your faith. Are you not aware that unless Christ is within you, you are squandering his presence? But if Christ dwells in you, wouldn't he most certainly be within your teacher?" He seems to be referring to the kind of faith that enables miracles when he states, "If you have faith, Christ is within you, except if you have become lost." His words aim to unsettle them and clearly show that Christ is with him. It seems as if he is indirectly commenting on their lives, because faith alone does not summon the power of the Spirit, and many with faith remain devoid of this power. He explains that this can only happen when their life choices are corrupt. He then expresses his hope that they would realize he and his disciples have not made the same mistakes. He leaves the harder truth unsaid to avoid unnecessarily hurting them, but hints at it when says, "But I hope that you shall know that we are not lost." This carries a significant threat enough to alarm them. His statement implies, "Since you want proof through your own punishment, we won't hesitate to show you." Yet he stops short of saying this explicitly, instead conveying this more forcefully, more threateningly, but also more cryptically. "I hope that you shall realize we are not lost." "You should already know," he suggests, "that Christ speaks and works through us, but if you insist on seeking proof through actions, then you will see we are not lost." Then, having delivered his warning and having portrayed their punishment as imminent and expected, and having them bracing for retributions, notice how he then tempers his words, alleviates their fears, and displays his humility, his deep concern for his disciples, his adherence to the higher cause, and his avoidance of vanity.